主内的弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，大家平安。今早读经是取自约翰福音第十五章第二十六节和第二十七节。找着了，请听我来念。第二十六节，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证。你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。读经到此。
我们谢谢汉荣执事带领我们读这段经文。那么这时候用点时间，我们来为这些事项来祷告。如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来，不方便的话就请坐在原位上，让我们同心来向神求恩。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上的父神，天父，我们实在要感谢你，因为我们实在是看到你的恩典临到我们身上，不但是我们能够在万人之中蒙你的救赎，我们更是看到你在生活之中，你继续的无微不至的照管我们，你加添力量给我们，你不但是照料我们身体的需要，你更是把你宝贵的话语赐给我们，也借着不同的管道来让你的话语来让我们来能够领受到你的话语。然而主，我们实在要求主你帮助我们在这里的每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们不忽略这一切，让我们不轻看这一切，让我们更是好好的借着主享用主你给我们的恩典，更的是在你的话语上，让我们能够继续的能够有一个渴慕的心来追求，来认识，来扎根长进，继续的求主来带领我们，让我们不在这地面上白占土地，让我们被你的话语所教导的时候，让我们的灵命能够成长，以致我们有能力来在生活之中来见证你。因为我们知道你拯救我们，你把我们留在这地面上，你的心意就是要我们成为你的见证。天父，求主帮助我们，让我们真的是能够有能力好好的来见证你。主，我们也把我们的孩童们交你圣手中，他们这时候在进行的主日学，我们也求主施恩眷顾，你帮助在当中来执教的这些老师们，特别求主帮助他们，让他们自己先从你那里得着你话语的教导，先从你的话语当中，当我们自己得着益处，以致他们能够在生命中能够行出来，成为孩子们的榜样，借着他们的榜样，借着他们的生命来教导孩童。天父，我们也更是要求主帮助我们当中身为父母的。天父，我们知道你把孩子赐给我们，就是要我们好好的去来扶持抚养他们，我们也在你面前也曾经许下这样的一个诺言，要从小就教导他们你的话语。天父，你帮助我们，让我们过去没有做好的，我们真的是在你面前来认错悔改，好叫我们从今以后真的是更关注孩子的灵命的成长，多过于他们物质的需要，多过于他们其他的需要，因为我们知道你的话才是真正的能够使到他们的生命成长。天父，你继续的帮助我们身为父母的，让我们不失责。主，我们继续的把我们的教会各样的需要都交托你圣手中，求主自己施恩带领。接下来在三月三十号，我们今年第一次的福音主日，主，我们实在要求主你帮助我们继续的不灰心，继续的向我们的家人亲友来就是传福音，让我们在当中真的是有能力来见证你，让我们的生活行为真的是能够吸引他们来就是来归向你，来追求，来认识你，是来归向你。主，我们继续的求主让我们能够去做邀请的工作， 让我们不灰心，继续为着我们自己失散的家人来他们的灵魂来召集来祷告。我们更是求主你帮助郭全牧师在当天能够大有能力再次的被主来使用来传讲你的福音信息，因为我们知道唯有福音是真的是能够拯救人的灵魂，我们求主来带领。天父，早晨我们要再次的来打开你的话语来学习，我们要为着郭牧师来向你求恩，他在过去这段时间从你那里所领受的信息，天父你帮助他早晨让他能够真的是被你的灵来充满，让他成为你话语流通的管子，让他能够把你的心意一五一十的向我们来阐明，你让他所传讲的能够进入我们心中，让我们这些在当中参与在这里领受你话语的时候，让我们真的是用心来领会，让你的话语真的是能够在我们心中产生果效，来改变我们这个人，好叫我们更有力能来见证你。主，我们把这段时间恭敬交你神手中，我们也求主你帮助丽美姐妹，你让她能够就是有敏捷的反应，能够真的是把讲员所讲的能够准确的来翻译，好叫我们都能够无论是听华语听英语的，我们都能够领受你真道你真理的教导。我们将这一段时间恭敬交托，将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿们。请坐。让我们这时候就要请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息，他所要讲的是圣灵与见证。我们请丽美姐妹来翻译。
Good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
We continue our study on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天要继续来研读有关圣灵和圣灵的这个教义。
The Holy Spirit and witnessing is the topic for this morning.
那么今天早上我们的讲题是圣灵与见证。
When a person accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, immediately he is fit for heaven.
那当一个人呢接受主耶稣基督为他的救主的时候呢，他就能够上天国了。
God does not have to do any more work in this life for him to go to heaven.
那么神就不需要在他的生命里面再动什么功，使他能够上天堂了。
This doctrine is seen in the encounter between Jesus Christ and the thief. On the cross,
我们可以在这个耶稣在十字架上和他旁边的一个盗贼的这个经历呢，来看到这一点。
The moment the thief accepted Christ as Lord and as Savior, Jesus said to him, "Today you shall be with me in paradise."
当这个盗贼接受主耶稣做他的救主的时候呢，主耶稣对他说：“今天你就要和我一同在天国了。”
Then why didn't God save us and take us all to heaven?
那为什么神不要马上拯救我们，然后马上带我们到天国去呢？
There are some who accepted Christ as Lord and as Savior, and the Lord has taken them home.
有的人呢，他们一接受主耶稣基督之后呢，他们就荣归天国了。
But for many of us, after God has saved us, God allowed us to remain on earth.
但是对我们许多人来说呢，神拯救了我们之后呢，还继续让我们待在这个世上。
And that is for one purpose only.
为的只是一个目的。
And that is to be His witnesses.
就是要做他的见证。
And so God tells us that I want you, my children, to be my witnesses in this sinful world.
所以神对我们说，我要你做我要你们做我的这个儿女，做我的见证，在这个充满着罪的这个世界上呢，做我的见证。
The world hates the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个世界呢，他们憎恶主耶稣。
The world is ruled by Satan, the prince of this world.
那么这个世界的王呢是撒旦。
It is a world filled with sin and evil and wickedness.
这个世界充满了罪恶。
And the sinners in this world are dying in sin, and they will end up in hell.
那么这世界上的罪人呢，他们活在罪中，然后他们将在罪里而死，然后下到地狱去。
And so God says, I want my children to be my witnesses to these sinners who are dying in sin and will soon end up in hell.
所以神说，我要我的子民，我的儿女呢，做我的见证，好叫这些罪人呢，不会死在罪里面。
And so God says, I do not want to see anyone end up in hell.
神说，我不愿意看到任何人呢，下到地狱去。
Now you and I cannot witness to the whole world.
那你和我呢不可能向所全世界所有的人呢做见证。
But we can be witnesses to our own world.
但是我们可以在我们的世界里面自己的世界里面呢向我们周边的人呢做见证。
Our own world are the people in our own life.
也就是我们生命里面的我们所经历的这些人向他们做见证。
Now the world is so evil and so powerful because of Satan.
因为撒旦呢，使这个世界呢变成非常的邪恶，非常的有这个权柄。
God knows that you and I cannot be His witnesses by our own strength.
那么神知道我们不能靠自己的力量呢做神的见证。
If we ever do, we will fail.
如果我们靠自己的力量呢，我们注定失败。
Please do not try.
所以我们不要去尝试靠自己的力量。
If you and I use the ways of the world to do God's work, God cannot help us.
如果我们用这个世界的方式呢来做神的工呢，神是不会帮助我们的。
God will not help us.
神是不会帮助我们的。
If God were to help us when we use the way of the world, then God will encourage us to sin.
如果我们用这世界的方式来侍奉神，而神帮助我们的话，那么这意味着呢，神鼓励我们去犯罪。
Satan will use the way of the world.
那么这个撒旦呢，肯定是会用这世界的方式。
Satan will help those who use the way of the world.
那么这个撒旦也会帮助那些使用这世界方式来做事的人。
God will not help us when we use the way of the world.
但是如果我们呢就是根据这世界的方式来行事的话，神是不会帮助我们的。
That's why when we use the way of the world, we will fail.
因为我们如果根据这世界的做事的方式来处事待人的话呢，我们肯定是会失败的。
Another word for the way of the world is the way of the flesh.
那么所谓这世界的方式呢，也就是属肉体的方式了。
Don't use your money.
也就是说，不要用你的财富。
Do not use your intellect.
不要用你的智慧。
Do not just simply serve.By your own strength.
不要靠自己的力量来侍奉。
God will not help you.
因为神不会帮助你。
You and I will fail.
因为你和我肯定会失败。
Satan will continue to help his followers.
那么撒旦肯定会继续帮助他的追随者。
And they will resist God's children.
而这撒旦的追随者呢，他们会反对抵御这些神的儿女。
And we will be defeated.
那我们就会失败了。
The Lord Jesus Christ knows this.
那么神知道这一点，我们的主耶稣基督知道这一点。
That's why he said this to the disciples in verse 26.
所以他在26节呢，告诉他的门徒说
But when the Comforter is come,
但我要从父那里差保惠师来。
Now the Comforter is the Holy Spirit.
保惠师就是圣灵。
They already have the Holy Spirit indwell them, those who are His children.
那么信主的人呢，心里都有了这个圣灵。
So this verb come does not mean that they did not have the Holy Spirit.
所以这里呢，他说要差保惠师来，并不是说这些信徒的心中没有圣灵。
We know from the book of Acts that when the Comforter is come refers to Acts chapter 2.
所以当我们知道我们知道呢主耶稣基督说要差保惠师来呢指的是使徒行传第二章。
That's when the disciples of Jesus Christ were used by God to start the local church witness.
也就是耶稣的门徒呢他们靠着圣灵的帮助呢开始了这个地方教会。
That means it refers to the filling of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说在使徒行传二章呢，他所指的就是差保惠师来呢，是圣灵的充满。
That was how the Bible in Acts 2 described that event.
这就是圣经如何形容在使徒行传第二章所发生的事了。
So you and I cannot be God's witnesses without the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们没有圣灵的充满的话，我们就没有办法做主的见证。
That means the Holy Spirit must lead us and guide us.
所以圣灵必须引导我们。
What exactly is the filling of the Holy Spirit?
那么被圣灵充满到底是怎么一回事呢？
Now remember, the Lord Jesus Christ had just told the disciples that he was going to the cross to die.
那我们要记得在这之前呢，主耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说自己就要被钉死在十字架上。
Chapter 14 verse 1 tells us the disciples were very troubled.
那么约翰福音14章第一节呢，告诉我们门徒呢心里非常的忧愁。
They felt betrayed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们觉得自己被这个主耶稣基督背叛了。
They were very frightened and scared.
因为他们非常的担心，非常的害怕。
The disciples had given up everything to follow Jesus, and now Jesus was about to leave them.
因为他们放弃了所有的一切来跟随主耶稣，但是主耶稣基督即将离开他们。
And so Jesus spent the whole of chapter 14 encouraging them.
所以主耶稣基督在整个十四章里面呢，所说的呢，都是为了鼓励他的门徒。
One of the things that Jesus promised them was that I will leave you, but I will leave my peace behind.So that you will not be afraid.
那么其中一个主耶稣基督给予他这个门徒的应许呢，就是虽然我会离开你们，但是我会我的平安会与你们同在，所以你们不要害怕。
And we stop our study at the end of chapter 14 concerning the Holy Spirit.
那我们我们之前在研读这个圣灵教义的时候就停在这个十四章的最后一节。
But from chapter 15 onwards, he did not talk about the Holy Spirit right up till verse 26.
但是到十五章呢，他从第一节呢，就没有再提圣灵，直到二十六节，他又再提了圣灵。
The Lord Jesus Christ knew what he was talking about.
主耶稣知道自己在说些什么。
Verse 1 to verse 11, he wanted the disciples to make sure of their own salvation.
从十五章第一节到第十一节呢，主耶稣基督要他的门徒呢确保自己是得救的。
But Jesus said, "I am the vine; you are the branches."
当主耶稣说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
If you are not part of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never be able to do anything. You will never be able to bear fruit.
因为如果你不属于这个葡萄树，不属于主耶稣的话，你就永远不可能就是结果子。
So make sure of your own salvation.
所以我们要确保自己是得救的。
Verse 12 to verse 25 teaches us to help others in their salvation, in their witness, in their testimony.
那第十二节到二十五节呢，主耶稣基督教导他的门徒要帮助其他人做一个好的见证。
So you make sure of your own salvation before you help others in their salvation and their service.
所以当你要帮助其他人有关于他们的救恩，关于他们的见证之前呢，你必须确保自己是得救的。
All these is made possible because the Holy Spirit will come and help you.
而门徒之所以能够这么做呢，是因为圣灵会来到他们，充满他们的心，帮助他们。
Jesus says, whom I will send unto you from the Father.
主耶稣基督在二十六节说，我要从父那里差保惠师来。
He will help you, he already indwells you.
圣灵会帮助你们，因为圣灵已经住在你们心里了。
You don't have to serve the Lord and be his witnesses on this earth alone.
你不需要单独的在个世界上孤独的呢来侍奉神。
Now the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead.
那么圣灵呢是这个第三个位格。
He is God himself.
是三一神的第三个位格，他也是神。
And when the Holy Spirit fills you, leads you and guides you, you will be able to defeat Satan and his followers.
那当圣灵充满你，引导你的时候呢，你就有能力呢，去战胜撒旦和他的追随者了。
Because Satan is still a creature.The Holy Spirit is God who is the creator.
因为撒旦怎么说呢，也是一个被造物，那么圣灵呢，他是神本身。
A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit is a person who will always pray.
那么一个被圣灵充满的人呢，他会时刻的祷告。
He will not say a word without first praying for God's wisdom.
他凡事要说每一句话之前呢，他都会求神赐给他智慧。
A person who does not pray is a person who will do things his own way.
那么那些不祷告的人呢，他们是按着自己的方式行事的。
A person who does not pray does the work of God by the arm of the flesh.
那么那些不祷告的人呢，他们侍奉神的时候是靠着自己的力量的。
And if the person is very smart, the person can still get things done.
那如果这个人很聪明的话，他或许还能够把事情办好。
But because he did not pray, he did not lean upon God.He will be very proud.
但是因为他没有祷告，他没有依靠神的力量呢，那么这个人呢，他就会感到非常的骄傲。
So even though he can get things done, but he has already sinned against God.
所以虽然他能够把事办好，但是他因为心里骄傲呢，已经得罪了神。
Do not confuse getting things done with being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人能够办好事呢，并不代表他的心里呢是充满着这个圣灵的。
A person who does not pray will not be led by the Spirit.
那么一个不祷告的人呢，他是不可能受到这个圣灵的引导的。
And the person who prays is a person who also will live a holy life.
那么一个祷告的人呢，他也会就是过一个圣洁的生活。
He will have no sin in his heart.
那么他心里就没有罪的存在。
His hands are clean.
他的手是干净的。
Clean hands and pure hearts.Are the very basic foundational requirement for prayers to be heard.
他是手洁心清的，而这个就是我们要我们的这个祷告蒙神垂听的一个最根本的基础了。
So a person who will pray where the Holy Spirit will fill him, lead him, and guide him, he is a holy servant of God.
那一个人如果他祷告呢？那么圣灵就会充满他的心来引导他，那么这个人就能够成为神的一个圣洁的这个主仆了。
This is God's promise.
这是主耶稣基督的这个神的这个应许了。
Is this how we have been serving?
那我们是否也是这样来侍奉神的呢？
Is this how we have been witnessing?
我们是否也是这样来为主做见证呢？
Because if we have not, then we have been going the way of the flesh.
那如果我们没有按着这个方式来侍奉神的话，那么我们所根据的呢，就是属肉体的方式了。
God cannot bless your work.
如果是这样的话，神就没有办法就是赐福给我们所做的一切事了。
God cannot bless the church.
那么神也无法赐福给这个教会了。
Everything becomes very legalistic and very mechanical.
那每一样事情都变得非常的机械化了。
There is no spiritual life.
那么当中呢，已经缺少了这个属灵的生命了。
There will be a lot of problems.
那么也会引发许许多多的问题。
Because this kind of worldly method will result in provoking one another unto jealousy and envy.
因为这样的按这个世界的方式来办事的这种情况呢，会使到人与人之间呢充满着嫉妒。
Isn't that what we find in the world? Jealousy and envy.
就是嫉妒和羡慕。所以这嫉妒和羡慕呢，就是我们在这世界上可以看到的。
That is the fruit of the way of the world, the way of the flesh.
嫉妒和羡慕呢，是属肉体所结出的果子。
When they see others fail, they rejoice.
当这些世人呢看到别人失败的时候呢，他们心里就感到高兴。
When you fail, when you cry, they laugh, they rejoice.
当你失败了，当你哭泣的时候呢，这些世人和罪人呢，他们就会幸灾乐祸。
But the way of the Holy Spirit is different.
但是圣灵的方式呢是不一样的。
When others succeed, when others do well, we rejoice with them.
如果我们有圣灵的话呢，别人成功了，别人如果别人成功了，我们会一同与他们喜乐。
When the person can teach the word of God well, when the person can play the piano well, we encourage them. We say to them, "Keep it up, very good." We are happy for them.
当一个人能够很好的教导神的话语，当一个人能够很好的这个弹钢琴来侍奉神的时候呢，我们也感到鼓舞，并且我们会继续的鼓励他们， 继续的侍奉神，然后我们也会为他们感到高兴。
When they weep and cry, we weep and cry with them.
当他们哭泣的时候呢，我们的心里也同他们一起流泪。
We share in their sorrow.
我们与他们共享这个苦难。
That's what happens when a person serves, being filled with the Spirit of God.
这就是一个内心充被圣灵充满的人他侍奉神的时候所应该有的一种心态了。
So, the filling of the Holy Spirit.Is very important in our witness.
所以在我们的见证当中呢，被圣灵充满是非常重要的。
Truth is also very important.
那么真理也是非常重要的。
So the truth from the Holy Spirit is very important in witnessing.
所以当我们做见证的时候呢，圣灵的这个真理呢也是非常重要的。
After Jesus used the word comforter to describe the Holy Spirit, he now used the phrase.The Spirit of Truth to describe the Holy Spirit. Second part of verse 26.
那主耶稣基督在26节的前半部呢，用保惠师来形容这个圣灵。那么在中间的部分呢，他用真理来形容圣灵。
God the Father will send him.
而这个圣灵呢，会是父所差遣来的。
So Jesus will send him. God the Father will also send him, and he shall testify of Jesus Christ.
那我们看到26节说耶稣呢要从父那里差保惠师，那么第二句呢又说从父出来真理的圣灵，也就是说父差遣了圣灵，主耶稣也差遣了圣灵，而圣灵呢要为这个主耶稣做见证。
So this means that the spirit of truth is not about subjective truth where we are supposed to tell the truth all the time.
那么这个所谓的真理的圣灵呢，这个真理呢并不是说我们要说真话而已。
That is very important. We must always tell the truth.
那我们要说真话是当然非常重要的，我们不能够说谎。
But this truth is the Bible.
但是在第26节所说的真理呢，指的是圣经。
Because Jesus says he shall testify of Jesus.
因为主耶稣说圣灵来了就要为耶稣做见证。
He shall bear witness of Jesus Christ.
他要为耶稣做见证。
Now, where is Jesus Christ found?
那么主耶稣基督在哪里呢？
It's in the Bible.
就在这个圣经里面我们可以看到。
The character, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the Word of God.
那么我们看到这个主的这个人格和他的这个见证呢，都在圣经里面。
So in other words, the filling of the Holy Spirit in witness and the truth from the Holy Spirit, they go hand in hand.
所以我们看到我们要被圣灵充满才能够做见证，而然后呢我们也不能缺少这个真理。
Preaching and teaching and understanding the word of God is very important.
我们知道传讲神的话语，教导神的话语，以及明白神的话语呢是非常重要的。
For example, the Holy Spirit wants to use you and me to save a sinner.
比如说圣灵要使用你或使用你和我来拯救一个罪人的话。
What is involved in this process?
那么整个过程将涉及些什么呢？
You tell the friend that you are a Christian.
你告诉这个你的这个朋友呢还没有信主的朋友呢你是一个基督徒。
The person sees your life and look at your life.
那么这个人呢就看着你的生命。
He sees that you are different, you are an honest person.
他就看到说诶你这个人是不一样跟别人不一样的，你是一个诚实的人。
But by just looking at your life of holiness, he cannot be born again.
但是他单单看你这个圣洁的生命呢是没有办法重生的。
You must at the same time share with him God's truth, the gospel message.
你同时呢必须向他传讲神的话语，也就是真理，也就是圣经了。
Your life and your witness is important as the evidence of the work of God in your life.
那么你的生命和你的见证呢是一个凭据，是就是神在你生命里面动工的一个凭据。
But in order to save the sinner, the Holy Spirit needs to take the Word of God to bring conviction.
那么，如果要这个罪人得救呢？圣灵呢，就必须通过这个真理呢，来转使这个人的心呢有所转变。
That's why he's called the Spirit of Truth.
所以他被称为真理的圣灵。
He's the Spirit that is characterized by God's Word.
因为圣灵呢是以这个神的话语为主的。
He will take the word of God and bring conviction and conversion.
那么他会通过神的话语呢来改变我们的心，使我们归向他。
He will do the same for Christians.
他那么圣灵也会用神的话语，也会用真理。
When you attend Bible study, when you listen to God's word,
来改变我们的心。比如说，当我们出席圣经班的时候，当我们读神的话语的时候
，The Holy Spirit will take the word of God and bring conviction and help us grow and become more like Christ.
那么圣灵就会通过神的话语呢，使我们的灵命得以增长。
That's why Jesus said earlier, "You make sure of your own salvation."
所以这就是为什么主耶稣之前在十五节的时候告诉门徒说，你们要必须确保自己是得救的
，so that you can help strengthen the faith of other believers.
确保自己的救恩才能够帮助其他的信徒来就是巩固坚固他们的这个信仰。
How to do that?
我们要怎么样这么做呢
？Through the word of God.
就是借着神的话语。
The Spirit of God will take the word of God that you teach, that you share with children, with everyone, and help you become more and more like Christ.
那么，当你就是向孩童或者向你周边的人传讲神的真理的时候呢，圣灵就会借用神的话语呢，使你的这个信心更加的坚固，更加的爱神。
That's how important the Word of God is.
所以我们看到神的话语是多么重要的。
That's why we have to emphasize the Word of God from this pulpit.
所以我们在讲台上呢，必须不断的强调神的话语。
We're not here to point you to men.
我们在这个讲台上呢，并不是要你把你指向给人。
When the word of God is taught, we are pointing you to Jesus Christ.
当我们教导神的话语的时候呢，我们是把你指向给主耶稣基督。
That's what the Holy Spirit will do.
那么圣灵就会在我们心里动工。
He will take the word of God and testify of Jesus Christ.
他会借着神的话语呢，来为主耶稣做见证。
He will not fill you and then testify of you or me.
他不会充满你的心，然后为你或者我做见证。
He will not fill us, lead us, and guide us to promote you or me.
他不会充满我们的心，然后引导我们呢，来使我们自己呢，得着荣耀。
He will fill us, lead us, and guide us to promote Jesus Christ.
他会充满我们的心，引导我们呢，来使我们的主耶稣基督得到荣耀。
That's why you and I must know God's word.
所以我们呢，必须来读神的话语。
Because when the word of God is taught, when the word of God is promoted, then Jesus Christ is taught, Jesus Christ is promoted, and the Holy Spirit will use you and me to testify of Him.
因为当我们读神的话语的时候呢，也就是我们就会借神的话语来认识主耶稣基督，那么圣灵呢就能够借着我们来为耶稣做见证了。
There is no Christianity without Christ.
没有基督的话呢，就没有基督教了。
There is no service outside of Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣的话呢，也就没有侍奉了。
When we serve and help one another, it is to help me know more of my Christ.
那么当我们侍奉，当我们彼此帮助的时候呢，它是实际上呢，是帮助我们自己呢，来更认识主耶稣。
Remember who Jesus Christ always is.
我们要永远记得我们的主耶稣基督是谁。
He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
他是阿拉法，他是俄梅加，他是起初，他是末后。
Not you, not me.
他不是你，也不是我。
I must emphasize Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须强调的是主耶稣基督。
I do so with the help of the Holy Spirit.
我是靠着我必须靠着圣灵的帮助。
You must also emphasize Jesus Christ.
那么你也必须强调在生命里面强调主耶稣。
You will do so with the help of the Holy Spirit.
那么你可以靠着圣灵的帮助这么做。
If all of us emphasize the Lord Jesus Christ and all of us do so with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们都能够在生命里面强调主耶稣基督，都能够靠圣灵的帮助的话，
What do you think the church will be like?
你认为这个教会会变成什么样子呢？
If you and I emphasize each other,
那如果你和我呢，我们所要推崇的呢是我们自己的话，
What do you think the church will be like?
那个教会又会变成什么样子呢？
If you emphasize yourself, I emphasize myself, then we are like the world.
那如果你推崇你自己，我推崇我自己的话呢，这个教会就会变成像这个世界一样了。
You become jealous of me, I become jealous of you.
你会嫉妒我，我也会嫉妒你。
There'll be a lot of fighting.
那么我们之间就会有很多的争执。
Everybody wants to be number one.
因为每一个人都想做老大。
On the other hand, if we all emphasize Jesus Christ,
但是相反的，我们如果每一个人都来推崇主耶稣基督的话，
and he is the only one who deserves emphasis,
而我们知道他是唯一配得我们推崇的。
He died on the cross for you and for me.
他为了你和我死在十字架上。
The church will immediately be a wonderful, wonderful, united and peaceful church. Don't you agree?
那么这个教会呢就会变成一个非常团结非常有这个和平的这个地方了。
Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
因为主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
You and I are just men.
而我们呢只是人。
If you emphasize yourself, I emphasize myself, then we all try to become God.
那么如果我们推崇自己的话呢也就是说我们想要成为神。
There is no truth in that.
那么当中就没有真理了。
But when Jesus Christ is emphasized,The Spirit of Truth will testify of Christ.
那可是当主耶稣基督被推崇的时候呢？真理的圣灵呢，就会为主耶稣做见证了。
Don't you want such a wonderful church?
难道你不希望教会是一个团结有爱的教会吗
？Don't you want such a wonderful life?
难道你不希望自己的生命是圣洁的吗
？It is not a dream.
这并不是幻想。
This is reality.
这是现实。
This is the work of God.
这是神的工作。
This is what Jesus Christ wanted for his disciples.
这也是主耶稣基督希望他门徒可以做到的。
He told them, I am going to leave you, but the Spirit of God will still testify of me.
他对门徒说，我虽然要离开你们了，但是真理的圣灵呢，将继续为我做见证。
Because when Jesus Christ was on earth, he was testifying of himself.
因为当基督在世的时候呢，他为自己做见证。
And he wanted the disciples after my departure, after my ascension, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, will want you to testify of me.
那么主耶稣基督也告诉门徒说，当我离开你们，当我升天之后呢，这个真理的圣灵呢，要帮助你们呢，为我做见证。
The filling of the Holy Spirit in witness.
我们在见证里头呢，必须被圣灵呢所充满。
The truth from the Holy Spirit in witness.
我们在见证的时候呢，必须有真理的圣灵的帮助。
Now the Holy Spirit cannot be seen with the eyes.
那么我们知道，我们眼睛看不到这个圣灵。
That's why Jesus Christ gave us verse 27.
所以呢，主耶稣基督给了我们27节。
The visibility of the Holy Spirit in witness.
就是在我们的见证中，我们能够彰显圣灵。
How are people going to see the Spirit of Truth?
那么这个世人要怎么看到这个真理的圣灵呢
？How are the world? How is the world going to see the work of the Comforter?
那么这个世界要如何可以看到这个保惠师的工作呢
？In your witness and in my witness.
就是在你的见证和我的见证中。
That's why Jesus says in verse 27.
所以主耶稣基督在27节说
，And ye also shall bear witness.
你们也要做见证。
The phrase in verse 26, ye shall testify of me.In English is testify, but the other word, bear witness, is the same word in Greek. I don't know about the Mandarin translation. Probably it's the same word. It should be the same word.
那么在希腊文里面呢，在这个英文的翻译里面呢，这个二十六节的最后半部说，圣灵要为耶稣做见证。这个做见证呢，跟二十七节的头半部，这个你们也要做见证。这个做见证在希腊文里面的根字呢是同样的。
So the Holy Spirit testify of Christ, the children of God also testify of Christ.
也就是说呢，圣灵为这个耶稣做见证，而神的儿女呢也要为耶稣做见证。
And so the filling of the Holy Spirit is to help us testify of Christ.
所以圣灵充满我们的心呢，是要帮助我们为耶稣做见证。
Which is exactly what God.The Son, God the Father, had sent the Holy Spirit to do.
这也就是父神和主耶稣差遣保惠师来所做的工作了。
And that's why your life and my life is so wonderful to live.
所以你看，我们的生命实际上是非常美好的。
You just sit back and ponder for a short moment.
你只要好好的想想。
You look at this life of ours.
你看看我们的生命。
Before conversion, before we were saved.
在我们得救之前。
Do you remember what kind of life it was like?
你还记得你过的是怎样的生命吗
?It was a life of emptiness.
我们的当时我们得救前我们的生命是多么的空虚。
It was a life that was wasted.
我们浪费了我们许多宝贵的时间。
Do you not agree?
难道你不同意吗
?Because the life was lived only for carnal things.
因为当时候呢我们的生命呢只为了属肉体的 的事物而活。
It was not a life, it was death, wasn't it?
我们那时候所过的并不是生命，而是死亡啊。
We wasted our life accumulating material things.
我们浪费了我们的生命去积攒一些物质。
Thinking that the more material things I have, the richer my life was supposed to be.
我们以为我们积攒越多的物质呢，我们的生命就会越丰富。
We tried to live a life to please men, to get the praises of men.
我们过着我们这样的一个生命呢，我们希望得到别人的这个赞扬。
How empty are the praises of men?
但是人的赞美呢，是多么空虚的。
And so we live a life of deception.
所以我们是活在自欺欺人的当中了。
We thought that that was living.
我们以为那是过生活。
We spend our energy, we spend every waking moment accumulating things that are useless and temporal.
我们花了我们所有的精力呢，来积攒那些我们花了我们所有的精力来积攒的东西呢，都是非常短暂的。
And while we were living, we were actually dying, and we were all heading to hell.
虽然我们是在活着，但是我们实际上正走向死亡，正走向地狱。
This mouth of ours have been used for such evil.
然后我们的口也被利用来行恶。
These hands of ours have been used to do so much evil.
我们的手也做了许多的坏事。
These feet of ours have gone to so many places that are evil and wicked and sinful.
那我们的脚呢，也把我们带到了许多邪恶的地方。
And now washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们现在被主耶稣的宝血所洗净。
This same pair of hands can now be used to serve the Lord.
同样的一双手，我们可以现在用它来侍奉神。
These lips of ours can now sing hymns from a heart that is cleansed by the blood of Christ in praise of God.
那么同样的一张口，我们可以用它来唱诗歌，来赞美我们，拯救我们的神。
And these feet of ours are now shod with the shoes of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go everywhere Jesus wants me to go.
同样的一条腿呢，我们可以到主要我们去的地方去。
That's what it means to be God's witnesses.
这就是为主做见证了。
Do you know how wonderful a life that is?
如果你这样为主做见证的话，你知道你的生命将是多么美好吗？
That the people in our world are looking at your life and my life by hearing the words from our lips, led by the Spirit of God, they can also find the Savior.
那么当我们周围的人呢，看到我们的生命，看到我们的言语，看到我们处事待人的方式呢，那么他们在圣灵的带领下，他们也能够被得拯救。
Jesus said this to the disciples in the last part of verse 27.
那主耶稣基督在27节的后半部呢，告诉他的门徒说，
You shall be my witnesses because you have been with me from the beginning.
他说你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
From the beginning of what?
从起头是什么意思呢？
In the case of the disciples, it would be from the beginning and they gave up everything to follow him.
对于这个门徒来说呢，也就是他们放弃一切跟随主耶稣基督的那一刻。
Isn't that the same for us too?
那么对于我们来说不也是一样吗？
From the beginning of our salvation,
也就是从我们得救的那一刻起。
Because before our salvation, we could not testify of Christ.
因为在我们得救之前，我们没有办法为主做见证。
But after salvation, we can testify for Christ.
但是得救之后呢，我们就能够为主做见证。
And I pray and hope that all of us are doing this.
我求神帮助我们，也希望每一个人呢能够这么做。
Because there will come a day where we will all be called home to glory.
因为有一天，我们所有的人呢都要荣归天国去。
The Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit cannot be seen with the naked eyes.
真理的圣灵呢？这个圣灵是没有办法用肉眼看见的。
But he could be seen by the way that you and I live.
但是他能够从我们的生命里面彰显出来。
The one they must see is Jesus Christ.
但是他们世人所要看到的呢，是主耶稣基督。
The filling and the work of the Holy Spirit in you and in me must tell people about Christ.
那么圣灵我们的心如果被圣灵充满的话呢，我们要告诉别人有关主耶稣。
I hope that is true at home in your life.
我希望呢我们各位呢在家里呢就是如此为主做见证。
For young students, I hope that is true in your school.
对学生来说呢，我希望你们在学校呢也是为主做见证。
For those who are working, I hope it is true where you are working.
那些工作的呢，希望你们在职场里面呢，也是为主做见证。
The moment you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, you are already fit for heaven.
那么当你接受主耶稣做你的救主的时候呢，的那一刻起呢，你就已经能够上天堂了。
Why did God not bring us to heaven immediately?
为什么神不要立即的把我们带回天堂呢？
He gave us the honor and privilege to remain on earth to be his witnesses.
他赐给我们这样的一个特权呢，继续留在这世上做他的见证。
And the moment your witness is done, he will take you home.
一旦你完成了你为他所做的见证的话呢，神就会把你带回天国。
The past few days, we had two funeral services.
那么过去几天呢，我们就是教会里面我们就参加了两个这个丧礼。
Some of you were there at the vigil service and the funeral service of Madam Lim, Elder Frederick Lan's mom.
那么我们有一些人也出席了林女士的这个丧礼。
She used to serve with us.
这个林女士呢，曾经呢在我们当中侍奉神。
Do you remember her?
你记得她吗？
She used to worship with us.
她也曾经跟我们一起呢来敬拜主。
She used to fellowship with many of you.
她也跟你们当中许多的人一同团契。
I remember her.
我记得她。
I used to shake her hands after service.
我每次在这个崇拜会之后呢，就在门口呢跟她握手。
But now, her service, her witness.Is completed.
可是现在呢，林女士的这个见证，她的侍奉呢，已经结束了。
God the Father, God the Son, they have taken her home.
那么圣父和圣子呢，已经把她带回天国了。
One day it will be your turn and my turn.
那么有一天呢，就会轮到你和轮到我。
And that's why, as long as there is breath in this body of ours.We are to be the witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们只要还有气息，还有一口气的话呢，我们就要为主耶稣基督做见证。
God has placed us in a world that is dangerous, where Satan is still the prince of this world.
神呢允许我们活在这个世界上，而我们知道这个世界上是危险的，而且这个世界的王呢是撒旦。
But He has given to us the Holy Spirit, where we all can be victorious and succeed and do well.
但是神也赐给了我们圣灵，好叫我们能够侍奉他，能够为主做见证，能够得胜。
Don't go the way of the flesh, we will fail.
所以我们不要按着这属肉体的方式来行事，因为我们必定失败。
Let us be filled with the Spirit of God as we live for Him.
让我们被圣灵充满，为主而活。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、充满慈爱的圣天父。
We thank Thee, O Lord, for salvation that we have in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为这在主耶稣基督里面所得到的救恩感谢你。
We thank Thee, Lord, that after salvation, You have allowed us to remain on earth to be Your witnesses.
我们感谢你拯救我们之后呢，让我们继续待在这个世上为你做见证。
May we be filled with Thy Holy Spirit in our witness.
求主在我们的见证当中被圣灵充满。
Help us to always bear a witness to testify of Jesus Christ.
让我们时刻的为主耶稣基督做见证。
So that others, when they see us, they will see Christ and glorify our Father who art in heaven.
好叫他人看到我们生命的时候，他们能看到主耶稣基督，并归荣耀给我们的父神。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主原谅我们一切的罪。
Forgive us, O Lord, when we have been your witnesses by the arm of the flesh.
当我们靠自己力量来侍奉你的时候，求主原谅我们。
Help us to always lean on thy Holy Spirit to help us be your witnesses.
求主帮助我们来依靠圣灵的力量呢，来为你做见证。
May this church be a church where the Holy Spirit leads and guides us unto the Savior.
也求主帮助这个教会呢，能够蒙得这个圣灵的引导走向你。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。